you have settings, or is it just kind of a general?
Well, this is more just a vocal mic that will pick up, you know, a complete 360 on everything. But I have a condenser that you just point, which is, you use for drums and stuff, and it's to block out a lot of extra noise no matter what. But you just point it and it just goes straight to wherever it is.
Mm-hmm. I don't want to get in a conversation about mic.
It's weird.
I started doing all the research when I was looking for this mic. And I mean, I've done enough mic for like shotgun mics and stuff like that, but I still kind of just, it's kind of like car talk to me.
I still don't really get into it.
Oh yeah, what you need is a super cardio
cardiovascular.
Yeah, I don't plan to work in like the Guitar Center section for mics or anything like that.
I couldn't even do it for guitars. I'd be like, well, you just hit the strings and it works.
I didn't figure out how to wire a guitar until
you string it.
Wire like the inside, the electronics.
Oh, okay.
Like soldering. I still don't know that. You don't know how to solder?
I don't know what I'd be doing in there.
If you have very steady hand and all that kind of stuff from drawing and stuff like that, so it should be easy. That's all it is. It's kind of micro. You just have to be very
good articulate.
Fine muscles for like drawing and stuff like that, because you have to just hit that one
process.
Spot, because what you do is you dip it in this little liquid that melts, and it's after you heat it up and use that, and you can place two wires together and you
just kind of fuse them together.
It's kind of like
glue
for metal. Mm-hmm. And but you have to use it. It's like hot metal glue. That's a good way to put it. And and circuitry, you have to be very specific, because if you put one in the wrong circuit, it means something else to the electronics of it, you know.
That's why I would have no idea. I mean, I could, if someone was like, those are the wires, I'd be like, okay, yeah, that's fine.
The main guitar design hasn't really changed that much.
No, it's simple, but I haven't learned it. It'd be if someone's like, what? It's like an engine of a car. It never changes. Or something, I'd be like, well, yeah, but I don't know what's, yeah, okay. I don't know what that means, though.
Yeah.
I didn't know the original design, so if it hasn't changed, I still don't even know it.
Mm-hmm. But, I mean, I just found that interesting. Like, people like Les Paul, he's a very famous guitarist. Did he decide that he wanted to be a guitar? Because he made the, you know, his titular Les Paul named after
him.
And technically the SG is just a modified version of his that I think he designed too. So he has quite a few designs, but did he design or decide to switch from
playing to making
guitars? Or I don't know how you make that.
I assume.
I always assume, like, you know, the guy that played the piano, we don't really know his name, but it's not a very common name.
You mean made the piano?
Like, invented the idea of the piano.
Okay, I was
going to
say, you said played, and I was
I'm sure there's plenty of incarnations of different, you know, kind of like a piano, like there's the toy piano. I'm sure there are different incarnations that were similar to the piano's dime, the string instrument being played with keys and that kind of stuff. In some ways, some have said the harp is similar to. The harp is just like, if you turn, a piano is like the harp turned on its side.
Someone just pushed it over and they I created that. It's General Custard in 1825.
But I mean, like, yeah, it's been a while from what I know, but I still don't really, it's not popular or common knowledge who created it. And who knows if he even knew how to play it. But that, yeah, just, so I guess that's the main question I'm asking. Does, if you create an instrument, obviously, I guess that doesn't necessarily mean you're an expert at it.
You don't? Well, yeah. What do you mean, like playing it?
Yeah.
As far as being able to be a musician? Yeah, I guess you wouldn't have to. You could be like, well, that's what you do, but I don't know how to do it.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's just like, Les Paul was great, but I think many people would still, like, say, oh, yeah, but Jimi Hendrix was better. He never created a guitar, but some would still say, you know, like, you give him a Les Paul, he would still be better at it than Les Paul himself.
I would assume so. Well, because you spend most of your time creating it. You're not, you know, sitting there like, let me master this thing. You're like, well, I need to make sure this works.
That's kind of why it's more, as I've gotten more into music, I like to view instruments more as tools than artistic instrument like a brush. I think they're tools kind of more in line with like film, like a film camera or something like that. Because you have to, they give you, the person who created them gives you a range. Like, basically, the guitar is like an infinite number of you know, combinations you could play. And obviously, yeah, they were created, you didn't know them all. Pythagoras created the string theory thing. That's the idea. He's the guy who created the, how you could figure out, based on how long a string is stretched between 2 points, what note it will make it, what frequency.
At what, yeah, what little frequency. Part you pluck it right
he's,
there.
He's the guy be... who came up with the mathematical formula, and that was for a harp. And so, but yeah, basically when you're creating a new instrument, I guess you're just creating something that can play music, which is within the range of notes that we consider to be human music, noises that we can hear. And we stretch it between there, and each instrument's just a slightly different version of that. And you're just giving them a wide range of...
You do. I don't think you ever know how wide of a range
it's
it is.
I mean, it's a toolbox.
But yeah, it's like sounds. All art. People, they'll look at it and they'll be like, oh, you know, they'll look at a famous painting, look at Monet or something, and they'll be like, that's what that guy means. And mm-hmm. I mean, I assume he had an idea when he's making it. But they'd be like, it means fertility or something. And you're like, well, I don't know if he exactly meant that. I mean, you can get it from it, but...
Yeah.
I think that's the exact same with guitars or anything. They're just like... I made it. I mean, I wish they all spoke in a certain way, and they're just like, I made this shit. And that's it. I hope everyone who makes something important is always just like, I fucking did it. And then people are like, no, this is beautiful. Did you realize? And like, yeah, I guess.
I mean, yeah, I guess you're saying, but I think also a lot of people probably argue that, probably, I mean, I'm thinking about it like, oh, it just happened. But no, it's probably.
Well, no, there's some skill behind it, and there's a thought.
It's probably a process. Is what I'm
but it's not, I don't think it's never nearly as... I don't think they had the idea at the beginning of how great it would be or how people would receive it.
Yeah, the guy who created
exactly.
the acoustic guitar back in Spain.
People get way more out of it
than
they
meant to. The guy who created the acoustic
guitar
back in Spain had no idea of what it would be today.
Yeah, that how people would use it, exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
People just throw on all these associations with it.
Throw,
like, that's what it means.
Throw the concept of electricity into instruments, and you... completely changed everything that it's been the last 10,000 years of music.
Yeah, and I don't doubt that these guys are brilliant and way ahead of their time or anything. I mean, creating all these things, but I don't think it's nearly as big of a deal. I don't think they meant it in certain ways always. Exactly. Does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah, that makes sense.
I don't know if that makes sense.
Okay, well, that's the intro to the Stone Age podcast, I guess. We start off the conversation this time. I don't know. That was...
Shit.
By the way, I'm Tucker Livingston, and
I'm
my
Joey
co-host...
I'm Joey Horton.
Yeah.
I guess.
Thanks for getting it right this time.
I just... that pisses me off. I didn't know we were doing the intro. I'm genuinely upset. I wanted to talk about the Black Eyed Peas if we were going to talk about music.
No, I've been studying, because I was... last time we recorded, I was disappointed with myself. I couldn't really... it took me a while to kind of get my game up, but...
Well, I guess it's a fun way to do it.
Oh, God, I hate... I shouldn't have said it. So.
Get your game up. Get your game. I'll create a song.
You know when a word just doesn't feel
one.
Like it should, it's coming from your vocabulary? It's like, it doesn't feel right me saying
this
that.
Isn't me. I'm not supposed to say that shit.
What have you done? I'm possessed.
No. Every single time I fart, I'm like, that wasn't me. I usually don't do that. I don't know what came over me. I'm possessed. Exercise me right now.
But
not
started,
in a healthy way.
I started listening to some other podcasts, and then that's kind of what... that was kind of some of the ways that they would kind of start, is they would trick themselves into starting it and just kind of go, oh, well, I guess we're in.
Oh, well, yeah, there it is. There it is.
Oops, there it is, as a great man once said.
Oh, I was saying whoop. Whoop, there it is.
Whoop,
like
there
that, whoop, there it is. You see?
I mean,
I just imagine.
It's not really a word. I don't know how it's the sound.
Whoop, whoop. W-H-O-O-P.
Alliteration. Alliteration?
Whoops, there it is. You combine both of them, oops and whoops. Whoop and oops. I imagine someone's... I hope that's what the general popular... I hope the majority of people in the world, after sex, they always go, whoop, there it is.
Yeah.
And they just scream.
So anyway, where were we?
What were we talking about? Music and...
How did we get to whoop, there it is my question.
Because you said it. You said whatever you said. Oh, no. I don't know what you said.
I said something about... Oh, I said that... It took me a while to get my game up, and so I was...
Took a game. Oh, yeah. Whoop,
figuring
there it
out
is.
How to... And I was saying that word was not... I really don't think that was a word I would say, as weird as that sounds. It's not like that really just makes me sound like a script writer. Just in my own head, I'm going, would the character really say that? Would he say that in this situation? I'm saying that...
You have a gay
like,
script writer in your head. Would he say that?
Yeah, I have the writer from Milk in my head. I'm trying. No.
I want to recruit you. I'm Harvey Milk. I didn't even see the movie. That's spot on perfect.
Has he written anything else yet? I mean,
Fast Five.
It's supposedly got, it's gotten good reviews. Yeah, I saw that. I checked it
today. I was on the internet this morning, and I was like, well, what came out this weekend?
I don't think that's going to convince me to go see it, but I mean, I don't know.
They say it's just as good as the first one, if not better.
They say it's better.
But I don't even remember the first one. I saw it a long time ago. Ugh. I'm pretty sure I didn't like it because it doesn't have a lasting impression.
But, so anyway, that's the intro. And that was music.
Whoop, there it is.
Music and whoop, there it is.
Music and arts.
Whoop, there it is. But who did that anyway?
Whoop, there it is.
But I know, but it was like Jay, just throwing names. Jay-Z, like who was that?
I don't know. Someone not white probably didn't have a birth certificate or something. I guess I want that to start adopting that phrase. For anyone to be like, what kind of man was he? Well, I don't think he had a birth certificate. And they'd be like, he was black. Okay, I get it. That'll become the standard since it's so popular.
Yeah, did you hear about
that? That's a nice segue.
They finally released, if we're going to talk about the birth certificate, I got to say this. Well, I think it's funny that there was an article, and it was one of the guys that was one of the detractors after they finally released the birth certificate, and this was one of the people still going, I don't know.
They still don't believe it. I know.
There's a guy who goes, I think they would have used the word Negro instead of African back then. And I'm like, Jesus Christ, people, it's a word. I mean, it's like,
They're never going to be happy.
Sure. Yes, that's what I'm saying. At this point, and I love all the people, and I think it's true. There's so much racial undertones to this are just...
It's not even undertone. It's not like they hide it.
Yeah, it's not even subtle anymore.
It's just so racist. It's blatantly racist.
I really just don't believe a black president could be elected, so...
When does anyone ever question a president's birth certificate?
Yeah, before this. I mean...
When? Never. It's so stupid. It's completely racist.
But
thank God for Donald Trump. Thank God he finally got them to you know,
now
get
can,
him to release
now
it.
Now we can get onto the real issues.
Like electing him as president.
Ugh, good Lord.
I hope.
God, he should never. Oh, that is a bad idea on so many levels.
Who would vote for him, honestly? Well, like, I try to think, I'm like, that's the silliest, most absurd idea I've ever heard. Running for president?
Who wants to vote for you? You're fired. Who wants to vote for that guy?
He's the smartest man in the world. Did you see, they did like an interview with him. I didn't see it, but I read the... They had like highlights on it on Yahoo with the birth certificate picture of his interview. And he's like,
yeah, it was the one where he
was talking about how proud he was.
Then he started questioning about the college. He started questioning about Obama.
Yeah. What's Harvard?
He got bad grades in Harvard. I'm just saying, he hadn't at Harvard. Like, generally, I mean, like, I'm sure there are people that fail from Harvard, but I mean, if you go to Harvard, you're smart. There's no like. No really way to cheat. That's the part where I'm just like, okay, you. At this point, there are just so many links in this chain that are weak. You know, just like, I can't believe this. You're just making it look like a conspiracy because you're making so many. I don't know. I can't believe so many parts of that.
I wish you would just attack Harvard and say that it's not a real school. It's a made up school. It's like Hogwarts. He's like, I want proof. I want proof on this. I don't believe this crap. It's Harvard. It's the smartest place on earth. Natalie Portman went there. Are you an idiot? Read your Bible.
But yeah, he wants Obama to release his records from Occidental. Yeah.
It will never be enough. Speaking of Harvard, though, speaking of Harvard and Natalie Portman, because I already mentioned her before, but her father, I didn't know this, but her father is he works at a fertility clinic. I don't know, what would you call that? It deals with fertility.
Clinic? I don't know.
Well, but there's like a word. There's a specific doctoral name. I don't know, something fertility.
Abortion clinic. I don't know. That's the only other clinic I know of that relates to birth.
I don't know.
Family care clinic.
At a clinic, but he does something within fertility. But he's writing a book.
He does something within fertility. That could like be prostitution, for God's sake.
He's a prostitute. He's the big pimp daddy, but he's writing a book, and I saw it was on a website. It's a joke website, and it was making fun of it. But apparently, in his words, it's called a fertility thriller. This book, and they're making fun of this. But I don't know what does a fertility thriller mean. Like I was trying to think. I was like, What's thrilling about fertility?
Like, I mean, like...
like a murder mystery involving fertility.
Are you saying that this is...
a birth surrounded by a death mystery.
This man has gone out and said, you know what, fuck everybody, I'm going to create a new genre of fertility thrillers. And just like what, so... that's just how he's describing it, or does he really think he can just create a genre like that?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Sir, do you think you're God?
I think this guy is stupid and annoying, and I want to see his birth certificate. That doesn't even make sense. But, yeah, I don't understand. It goes back, just like Donald Trump, I don't get things in this world. I'm like, what? There's so many things in the news recently that I'm just like, what the hell? I mean, it always is that way, but...
yeah, I would agree more and more. Especially, you know, do you hear China's gonna surpass us by 2016.
Are you talking about in population?
GDP.
Oh, GDP. I was gonna say they already got us in population.
Yeah, they get us in population
by about 60,000 million or 5 trillion
times the amount of people we do. But no, they're gonna surpass us in GDP, and they'll be the world's largest economy. So, you know, it's just like John Oliver said, that right now it's America's imperialism. We're attacking Libya, Iraq, and Afghanistan, and China is waiting like a coiled spring where it will sprint towards Armageddon. Isn't this going to be fun?
It'll be so much fun. Speaking of that, there was a commercial. I don't know if you saw it. It was for someone running for Senate or something. I don't know, but it's an ad, and it's this Chinese professional. He's giving this lecture about... it's a history class, obviously, and he's talking about all these great countries and empires that have fallen. He talks about, you know, Roman Empire, all these other things. And then he gets to America, and they all start laughing. He's like, and this is where they... he sounds like... it sounded like Dracula. But he's like, and this is where they went wrong. He shows it. It's like a slide show. It's like, America. And like, it's showing all that stuff. And then he's like, these people mess up big time. And then everyone's like, ha, 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 ha. Well, that sounds like a cartoon.
Yeah, I was gonna say he sounds like
Team America, Kim Jong Il.
Yeah, he sounds like a really just like not even trying Asian impression.
Ah, oh, fuck you, Hans Berg.
Yeah.
You piece of shit, Hans Berg.
Okay, I actually I've picked it out. I think I'm pretty sure you're doing South Park.
It is. It sounds like that. But this commercial is so racist.
Okay.
Speaking of racist earlier. But it's just showing that China took over and that America failed, and they run everything if we don't stop them right now. Pretty much saying, it's like, let's win America back.
No. They're going to be the richest nation. You got to realize, being richest with so many more people to feed, that's like saying they have five times about, oh God, yeah, they get 1.2, 1.3 billion somewhere in there. If they surpass us, that means that they're going to have as much money as we are, but it's only going to be divided one-fifth of the way for each person.
Yeah.
It's to say. Because basically we have one-fifth the amount of people that they do at 310 million. So that means that...
and I don't think it's exactly equal across the board. Like, yeah, everyone gets one-fifth.
That's what I'm saying. Like, could China for themselves buy an inflatable barbecue? Fucking think not. And that is the right of a lazy American and lazy Americans only. China has not surpassed us in laziness technology yet.
I don't think so. Well, I have no idea. I'm not familiar with the technology over in China all the time. I'm not like, well, compared to the United States, I do research on that.
Let's just say this. They make a lot of stuff that they themselves will never use. And what horror that must wreak upon their consciousness.
Oh, fuck you, America, with your lazy technology. Oh, Hans Brooks.
Anyway, we're back. Still in the podcast. We took a small break again.
To order pizza.
I already ordered pizza.
I'm ordering my own pizza. I don't want any of your pizza.
You want to tell the audience where you live and where that pizza's being delivered?
Yeah, on the corner of Get a Map and F Off. News, got a thing, news. Got some freaking news in here or something, man. We gotta have some freaking news. Did you watch The Royal Wedding?
Fuck no.
It was only on at 4 in the morning.
Yeah.
4 to 7 in the morning. No, I recorded it in HD, I think.
Did you really?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Are you serious?
Well, it's got to be the best picture. I'll watch it on the big screen, the 46-inch HD TV.
Yeah, yeah. I wanted to get there as a dinner plate. I saw this shows how much I care about it, but I wanted to get the plate, and it was a mock dinner plate for like the wedding reception for them, and it said, "Global economy is not melting down. Happy wedding anniversary, or happy wedding, William and Kate." I mean, that about shows my level of cynicism towards this. It's like, there's a lot more important things the world could be focused on and dealing with right now, but we're not going to do that, obviously.
But they look
we're
going to
look for a distraction.
They look stunning. They were beautiful. Everyone was beautiful. All the way down to the bridesmaid, to the ring bearer, to everyone. I don't watch actually any of it, but I have it recorded, so if I want to watch it. If someone's like, "Oh, that one guy got shot during," I'd be like, "Fuck yeah, where is it at?" 36 minutes in? Okay.
I hope someone gets shot. That Oh, God. Actually, I shouldn't say that. That's, I don't know. The Secret Service will come and find me. Or the Royal Guard. But yeah, a lot of Britons are coming, because they still have to pay for the wedding out of their taxes. That's still, you know, all the royal weddings, that's still part of, like, that comes out of the tax money from the...
Well, that's good.
So a lot of, actually, that's what's funny to me is a lot of the...
We paid for this overpriced
Americans
wedding.
Americans seem to almost, are more optimistic about this wedding than the Britons are, because a lot of the British people seem to think that it's a waste of money and time. From what I've seen, a lot of the interviews that I've seen, like, on The Daily Show and whatnot, a lot of Brits just seem pissed that their money is getting spent to pay for someone else's wedding.
Oh, we'd love
they're
to
not
pay
invited
for your
to.
Yeah, we'd love to pay for this. This is great.
I mean, yeah. So I don't know. I have no interest in seeing it. I think it passed. I mean, like, for God's sakes, there's one like every 6 years. People don't think about it, but there was one in like 97. There's one
about
in 86.
We'll have another one in a few years.
Yeah, I mean, so it's like, and just wait till the divorce, too, and all those heartbroken people that are...
Wait till the divorce and then the car accident in Paris.
Because I'm just sure, oh, not even that. I mean, come on, that's you know, Princess Diana, that maybe a little bit too far, but still, I mean, I think
to joke about?
I think
what?
Everyone knows that William and Kate
was, what,
96? Probably aren't right match for each other in many ways, and the divorce is only pending.
I know nothing about them, so I have no idea whether they're meant for each other or anything. I could care less, too.
I don't know. It seems like a lot of those royal weddings, especially in the day, because they're the celebrities of Britain. Our royalty is our celebrities, but they actually have royalty that act like celebrities, you know?
It is. It's celebrities
and
here,
so,
too.
And so, of course, they're going to have divorce. You know? Like, what, a year, something, just, oh, I can't take the paparazzi or whatever, you know, because she's a commoner, which that is kind of a big deal about
she's
that.
She's a peasant.
She's a peasant.
She's a serf.
Which, again, I people comment on, but I guess no one really cares.
I guess.
I mean, it's not a monarchy anymore, it's a parliamentary system, so they're not really peasants anymore.
Yeah, you're just like...
But yes, but yeah, they, whenever you see them in articles, they constantly refer to them as commoner or...
The commoner. These things are common, but yeah. This, no, this is, this is by God a miracle.
Yeah, okay, sure, she's a commoner. I guess it's a little bit better than the inbreeding that plagued the previous however many centuries of monarchy in Britain and France and Spain and all that. All the inbreeding and disease that caused in the family lines. I guess it's, yeah, it's a little bit worse. He shouldn't have gone with a commoner. He should have gone with someone... Clearly, much closer to the third cousin range, third and second cousins.
Are you promoting inbreeding?
No, I'm just saying they're acting like it's so bad that he married a commoner, and I'm like, I don't know. I mean, there's no monarchy, so there shouldn't be a delineation between the two.
But she's not like a real commoner. I mean, I don't know if she's ever really
wants.
Well,
I don't
know her life, but I don't think she's ever been like, fuck. Hey, get a job at McDonald's this summer. Like, I gotta pay for
Britons,
shit.
Did you hear the Britons are pissed now? Speaking of Britain, you want to talk about
the
something?
The Britons. It sounds like a family sitcom. The Britons.
So this will be a good point too. I mean, it's for God's sakes. How dare I?
How dare you
talk about Britain and have it be something that is not about the royal wedding? But here it goes. Did you hear that Britain's? I didn't know this. I just found this interesting because you know I'm a college student. And you still are for the moment. But you're getting ready to be out.
Free. Maybe. Well, I don't know.
You don't know.
Free.
Free. I don't know.
Free to fuck up my life.
Anyway, so they get college paid for in Britain. I didn't know if you know this, but college is paid for if you used to be. Is the point in Britain. Is that was something else the government provided. Socialism, clear and present socialism, obviously, given kids college educations and whatnot. But yeah, basically, if you could get in a place, they would pay for you.
Is this a fact, or is this something that
this is true? This is true.
Heard from someone that
no, this is
because
this
I know nothing this about this, so I'm going to go with it.
At least as far as I think up until the 90s, John Oliver and Andy Zaltzman, I listened to the, and this is for anybody who listens to our podcast.
Right?
The Daily Bugle is a great podcast. And shout out to them. I doubt they'll ever hear us. But
hi, John. Hi, whatever the other guy's name is.
I heard them talking about it. But yes, apparently, British kids, yeah, used to not live in fear of not being able to pay for college. But apparently now the government and the things that they're cutting, one of the things they cut was kids will now have to pay for their own college. And a lot of them seem very disappointed about that.
How will they ever survive?
But of course, as an American, my only thought was, what the fuck? They get free college?
Yeah.
That's not fair.
You're like, wait, what? You're complaining about what?
I got into NYU, but I couldn't go because I couldn't afford it. That's not fair. If I had gotten into NYU in Britain or whatever the, you know,
some
fancy. Yes, they have NYU there.
New York University in Britain.
Yeah. It's weird. You laugh.
Tisch School of the Arts.
It's still like there's a UTLA, University of Texas, Los Angeles. Not kidding you.
That doesn't even work. That doesn't even make sense. Who thought of that idea?
It's a film program, but they just bought their own building. UT has a bunch of money.
Good for them.
They have the second biggest endowment besides Harvard, for college systems. So they can afford to do it. But that's. You laugh, but who knows? There might be another one.
Well, it seems like they're cutting education across the board.
In Texas.
Every country, it seems like. If they're doing it in Britain, they're doing it here. I mean, that's a huge thing. What's going on in Texas? The law, did they already pass House Bill number 1? I guess. I don't know.
It received a lot of... excuse me. It received a lot of pushback. For some of the other members of Congress and some people that testified and stuff like that. So I think it might go to the Texas Supreme Court or something like that and get some pushback. I don't know. I'm not sure. But I know that there's been a large movement to get it overturned, but I'm pretty sure it passed.
I hope it goes to the Texas Supreme Court and the judge just goes, fuck this shit. And he just, he farts on it. This is stupid. Why did you guys even pass this in the first place?
So, the education systems
at least they're fucked up all around the world.
Yeah, it's not just us. I mean, we're complaining, but, you know, there's kids in Africa.
What I was thinking when you're like, what? They don't pay for college? Like, they have it so easy. And I was like, I don't know why. Maybe it's racist to say that, but my mind jumped straight to Africa, and I was like, there's so many things that they don't
have.
Well,
I mean, come on. It's just like...
We're complaining about paying for college.
There are two places on
college.
Earth that I will jump to. In general, Africa. And that's generally, you know, I know there's different locations, but Africa and then North Korea. Those are two places on Earth that...
Fuck you, high bricks!
Yeah, God seems to shit on those countries for whatever reason. I don't believe in God, but I believe that God shits on those countries.
I don't believe in God, but I believe in shit.
Yeah, that's right.
And there's a whole lot of it.
I believe it was Abraham Lincoln who once said, same shit, different hill. In terms to the old adage, shit rolling downhill.
He also said, same shit, different day. He started the SSDD movement.
He also said...
He used to wear those shirts.
There's a rampant problem of people not correctly sourcing their articles from the internet that come from Wikipedia. And he was one of the first people, Abraham Lincoln, to...
He was outspoken,
severely discourage the use of stealing sources, basically.
The Gettysburg Address. That's what that mainly was about. I mean, you talked about I can't remember. There's something else that it talked about.
Social network. Yeah.
It's about Wikipedia.
Yeah. Is it Vertigo? I mean, is your...
Oh yeah, Vertigo.
Vertigo. Do you still have? Do you have any fears? Going on a trip to Los Angeles?
No, I'm about having Vertigo there.
Yeah.
About a attack. No.
Just gonna watch yourself.
Yeah. I don't think I'd
not go parasailing.
Everyone was like, well, you're gonna be on a boat, you know that, right? And I was like, well, yeah, of course. It's a cruise, but I don't think I'd have a problem at all. I'd
take a cruise on a train.
We're cruising on a train. I don't think I'll have a problem. And I have medicine. I mean, they give you shit. And I'm just like, release you and like, yeah, have fun, fuck off. Hope it goes well for you.
I mean, they do, but
not only if you're black.
Yeah.
Well, you can't get in the hospital. You don't have a birth certificate. You gotta be able to prove. You gotta be proof that you're born here to go into our hospitals. I think that's a law.
But I'm just saying, like, okay, here's if we were to go back to that, think about. I can't believe I mentioned this before. They never mentioned that. Like, think about the presidential candidate that was running against Barack Obama. John McCain was born technically at the Panama Canal, which is an American militarized zone.
It's not America.
Technically America. No, there was slight inquiry, and there had to be a Senate resolution to clear the air that said, yes, he can run for president. He got all of that, but since then, it has completely abated. Barack Obama, on the other hand,
isn't able to get away from
his criticism will not seem to end, and I don't think it is going to, because people that just don't believe that a black man could be elected president.
Well, did you read? I didn't see a speech about it. I guess he gave a speech, I assume, because they were quoting from the speech. But he was talking about it, and it was the most straightforward, honest thing I've ever heard about it. He was just like, I'm trying to push economic issues, and we're trying to focus on getting the economy back and all the, you know, whether you agree with what he's doing doesn't matter. But he's like, I'm trying to work on real issues. He's like, and the only thing that I can seem to talk about the American people is this. Mm-hmm. I just imagine being like, fuck this. This is so stupid. Like, could you imagine running a country? You're like, all right, guys, let's be serious. Let's be serious. And people are like, birth certificate. And you're like, okay, I get it. Let's be serious. You're just like, I can't even, you're the president and you can't even.
Yeah, I mean these people
fill
are
in the blank,
these people know? Are holding these people are holding onto beliefs and things they had as they were children. They're doing that kind of just completely childish and immature thing of
it
just,
is. You don't win. Why? You don't get what you
why?
Want.
Why? You can't win that. Yes, that's what I'm saying. He's gonna feel like that's what I'm saying. At this point, the president is really just handling a bunch of kids, trying to keep them. Trying to keep them from whining.
Kids are nicer.
Kids are not true. Yeah, kids are nicer.
They're not as relentless.
Yeah, and so it's.
I shouldn't have said that.
But I mean, like, see, that's what I'm saying. But I always feel it feels bad because it feels like it's a double standard, and it's gonna hurt him because they're just gonna say, "Oh, well, he didn't get anything done." It was like, yeah, because you wouldn't shut up. if you're the kid in the backseat of the car kicking back the driver's seat constantly, and the guy has to keep turning around, going, "Shut up and let me drive." You know, you're never going to get anything done.
It's true. It's just stupid. I don't get. Well, like, I mean, it's not like there isn't a problem in the world. If there's no problems with America, it was like, yeah, we just got to, you know, it's over stupid things that the president decided or that the government made decisions on. It's like how much is candy going to be tomorrow at the gas station? It'd be like, yeah, you can talk about birth certificate all you want, I guess. Mm-hmm. There's real important things that you're like, we need to talk about this shit.
Yeah, there are much more pressing
Shut
issues,
up.
But yeah, you're the guy in the conversation who keeps reverting the conversation back to his dick, and it's like we really don't want to talk about your dick anymore.
They talk about their peepees.
Yeah.
Our Americans are stupid. They talk about stupid shit all the time.
To put it in a metaphor, the Republican Party has taken their dick out and slapped the president across the face with it and said, "No, no more until you acknowledge it."
Wait, we have a gay president?
No, it's a metaphor.
Pretty sure he's gay. 100% positive. HIV positive. He's gay. I'm calling it right now. You wait. That'll be the big scandal.
Oh, that'll be his Monica Lewinsky?
Mm-hmm. He'll be gay.
I don't think it'll be as big.
You American people.
He's gay and black. He'd get shot.
I'm a gay black.
Oh, that would not
I'm a blay.
Oh.
A black gay. I only come out at night, and I feed on young children. Sounds like a mythical creature. A black gay.
Oh, God, sorry, I had a yawn.
Don't you ever apologize, you piece of shit. Eat shit and die. I'm all out of gum.
You didn't say the full quote. I don't know if that quite makes sense.
I didn't mean to. I was like, I'm leaving it. I fucked it up, and I didn't want to talk about it. I just wanted to move on, and you called me out on this bullshit.
This turd's a floater, and I'm just going to leave it.
I'm all out of gum. Shit balls.
Okay, well, that was the Stone Age podcast for this week. I think we're going to cut it a little short this time.
Short and sweet.
Yeah, short and sweet. But as always, email us at thestoneagepodcast@gmail.com. Once again, that's thestoneagepodcast@gmail.com.
Gmail.
Be sure to visit our website at thestoneagepodcast.wordpress.com. Comment on the show and give us some feedback and any other, I guess, anything you have to say. I guess we'd love to hear from you. Anything else you got to say?
No, I think that's it. Has anyone given us feedback yet?
I think we've gotten a couple comments, but not feedback.
From people we know or random people?
Well, me. Versions of me.
Versions of you.
Versions of me on the internet. No. I think, yeah, we have more avatars. Anyway. Okay, well, I'm Tucker Livingston. And
I'm Joey Horton.
And Stone Age podcast for this week, I guess. Have a week, guys.